Hi, welcome back to Random Threads Podcast. I'm your host, Shayna. I was doing some studying for my psychology class, and I came across this, what the college gave me for some study tips. Since I'm doing an online class, they they give students advice on how to study at home, which I think is kind of neat in a way, because there are actually a lot of people that don't necessarily know how to be self-motivated or have self-discipline in making time and preparations for their own study and learning success. And so I find it super cool that they give that to students. And I also kind of find it like neat in a way, because how I grew up, I was homeschooled. And so it's kind of like second nature for me to be able to study at home. But it's super cool, because going over some of these study tips, their advice is so good, and I wanted to share that with you guys, but I wanted to kind of turn it into like not just study tips, but these are actually huge like life tips. And I'm probably not going to go over all of them because there is quite a bit, but I do want to touch on a couple because they're incredibly good, especially if you, like I said, if you apply it to just like your everyday life, your every moment life of anything, absolutely anything that you're trying to excel in or to take level up steps, or however you want to say it, anything that you're trying to do and to achieve or advance in, these tips are spot on. And I think that I just never really thought of like tips for studying because like I was homeschooled, like I had to, like there wasn't a choice, there wasn't like a coach, you know, telling me you can do it. No, that's how I got my school. So I guess just having these study tips, I was just like, man, these are really good tips. And so anyway, let's just jump right in. Okay, so some study tips, or how I have taken them, is life tips. So number one, believe in yourself, which like most people can be like, well, duh, yeah, that's a really good like life tip. But like seriously, believe in yourself. And so they put it as like, your brain is a complex piece of work and has genius capacity, which is totally true. Everybody's brain has genius capacity. I mean, just the way that our brains are created, the way that they function, like that is a very intricate piece of machinery that we have in our skulls. It takes time and effort, but if you believe in yourself, you will reach your true and full potential. Which like, and maybe I'm just going gaga over these tips because they are incredible, but like this is so hands down truth. Believe in yourself. You will reach your true and full potential. The moment that you start doubting yourself, you're going and sliding back downhill. You aren't going to be stepping towards any achievement, any advancement in any area of your life. Okay, so number two study tip or life tip is a huge one, and it should actually be number one in my opinion, but discipline yourself. Self-control and discipline are the cornerstones to success. Yes, yes, yes. Self-control, self-discipline. It's incredibly important. We are inside of this machine called our body, and our mind and our soul and our spirit control this machine. And if we let this machine take over and start ruling our lives, we have nothing. We'll just be like acting like all the other animals of this world. We have to take the initiative to have self-control and self-discipline. Self-control of many different things, like self-control over distractions of any kind. Self-control over the thoughts that we have, you know, making sure that our thoughts aren't wandering, or that we just like, we see a butterfly and we just chase it with our eyes and we get, you know, it's just like self-control. All you have to do is have self-control and discipline yourself to stay focused on the task at hand. Self-discipline is what makes you keep going when the going gets tough. And this is how study techniques or life techniques becomes second nature. When your self-discipline gives you the strength to maintain your study skills or your life skills, this is when your true abilities will soar. So just the self-discipline that gives you the strength to maintain anything that you want to advance in your life, or shoot, not even if you're just like comfortable where you are, but you want to maintain happiness and you want to maintain joy and you don't want to get like bored or dull in your day-to-day life. If you just have the self-discipline of yourself and the self-control to maintain those happy and joyful moments day by day, it gives you the strength to maintain that. And it gives you, and it helps you and helps your true abilities fly, soar. You know, you will be going so high in your life. Number three is be persistent. Keep on keeping on. Persistence is more important than intelligence, luck, and talent, which is so true. Like, I have for the longest time, especially in my fitness journey, whatever you want to call it. I have always preached, for lack of a better term, consistency. I'm always saying consistency is key. But one step further is persistency, where you're pushing with the consistency. You keep on keeping on. And it is so true that it is more important than intelligence. Doesn't matter how smart you are, if you're not going to keep at it, you're going to go downhill. It's more important than luck, because yes, there is luck. Yes, there is fate, and things do happen sometimes out of like, whoa, how'd that happen? But just to keep a consistent happiness and consistent advancement into your life for the positivity and the goodness and happiness and joyfulness of your life, you need to be persistent. And luck will have nothing to do with it. Your hard work will, and you have worked to attain the goodness where you are. And persistency will outshine and is more important than any sort of talent that you might have been born with, any sort of talent that you might be good at. It's something like, even if you take that talent that you were born with or the talent that you are good at and you are persistent in it, the reason why you're good at it now, or the reason why you keep excelling at the goodness of it, is because of your persistency. You are pushing consistently to be good at what you want to do, to be good at what you're good at. Persistency is very, very, very important. Number four, divide and conquer. So remember, we're talking not just about study, even though it's very good for some study tips, but for life tips in general and for advancing your life in the goodness of yourself, the goodness of nature, the goodness of this universe. Divide and conquer. Analyze the task, divide it into smaller, separate tasks, and put the tasks in priority. Start with the first small step, complete it, then cross it off the list and move on. So if you think of like your goal as a huge step, like you think of the finished product of your goal, the finished product of your desire, you know, the finish line, if you just think of that, you're tempted to get so overwhelmed with all the little things that have to happen for you to reach the finish line. If you would just take it step by step, and you take the first step, you prioritize the very next first step that you have to take, and you conquer that first step, and then that is done, you're one step closer to the finish line, and you just take it step by step, moment by moment, it's not so overwhelming, because what you're doing is you're conquering and finishing steps by steps. And so you're not necessarily being overwhelmed by this big picture of your goals. You're taking it in a very mature and calm and organized fashion, to where you're finishing and completing one step at a time. And that is way more peaceful to our brains, for one thing, to be able to break it up into sections and conquer little sections at a time. You're not going to get so overwhelmed. Number five, become an information filter. You need to learn to distinguish between what is important to remember and what is not. This takes practice to filter out the unnecessary information, and even more practice to be confident that you have focused on the correct material. This is so important, especially in today's world where we have social media at our literal fingertips and we have news streaming all the time. We have everything, information ricocheting off every single wall, every single surface of this universe. Information is just bouncing everywhere. It could be true, it could be false, it could be made up, it could be whatever, it could be jokes. It is everywhere. And so it's very important for us to become this information filter where we learn to distinguish what's important for us to keep in our minds and what's important for us to keep in our bodies and what can just pass through just like waste. You know, it is very important for us to distinguish between the two. True, false, important, non-important, funny, not funny. Okay, so two more tips that I wanted to cover, life tips. Always be active. And so this is focused mostly around studying, like I said, but let's think of it in terms as life, life in general, advancement, achievement, accomplishments, everything in life that you want to do. So all life, all study, all reading and listening skills come down to one thing. You need to use it. Do something with it. Think about it and evaluate it and then write it down. So writing stuff down, like if you have notepads, sticky notes, index cards, it is very, very helpful. And I have to say that writing down stuff is probably one of the easiest actions you can take in remembering stuff, in anything. Like you have an idea, write it down. You have a thought, write it down. You want to do something, write it down. You have a plan that you want to do tomorrow, write it down. You have a life goal that you want to do next year, write it down. And I know that there's a lot of probably some influencers and stuff like that out there that they encourage you to have a journal. I want to emphasize that, like journals, diaries, notepads, whatever it is. And like, obviously it'd be good to do it daily and just sit down and just write down stuff like things that you're grateful for, your goals in life, anything like that. It is super important that you take action. And one of the easiest and fastest ways to take action to plant seeds, so to speak, towards the goals that you want to achieve is writing it down. That's the first thing that you can do super easy is just write it down, because that is the first step of action to take in achieving those goals. And so, like I said, I'm going to emphasize the whole journal thing, the journal idea. I used to have one when I was younger, and I have just now, here in the last few weeks, I have just now again picked up journaling and note-taking and writing things down. And it is amazing how you can do something when you're younger and it's really good for you, and then you kind of just fall off the bandwagon or whatever, and then you don't do certain things. Like for me, journaling. I used to do it a lot when I was younger, and now I've picked it back up and I'm just like, why did I ever stop this? It's such a positive encouragement to everything in my life, because I'm taking action towards the things that I want. Therefore, I am taking these steps, the actions, the first steps, the first actions to achieving my desires and my goals. The last thing that I was going to talk about with these life tips is prepare. Quality preparation makes the difference between mediocre performance and excellent grades or excellent outcomes or excellent life, your life, your excellent, beautiful, gorgeous dreams of life. Prepare your study environment, prepare your lifestyle, prepare your household, prepare your property, prepare everything in your environment, your attitude, and your focus. And you'll be amazed at the difference that it makes in your every moment by moment steps towards your very individual success. Amazing. Hands down, those are some of the most amazing life tips I have read in a very long time. And so, like I've told you guys before in some of my previous podcasts, I am taking college courses in psychology, and so I'm just now getting past the orientation parts of this college, or orientation part of college, and anyway, passed my first exam and stuff like that. So I basically wanted to go over these, and so credit goes to, I emphasized and paraphrased a lot, but I want you to know that I got the initial idea from the college that I'm taking the course through, and it's Ashworth College. So most or all of these study tips were from Ashworth College, from their career catalog, their 2021 career catalog, that is required read for all of the students, no matter what course you're taking. Every student has to read it anyway, so credit goes to them. I did take a lot of poetic license and I paraphrased a bunch, because this one sheet of paper in this 200 page book totally inspired me, and like my heart was bleeding onto the paper, and I'm like, I have got to talk about this. So I hope you guys got something from this, and I hope that you guys take the steps necessary to be a happier version of you and to be just the best person that you yourself can be, because you're the only you yourself that there is. And so take these steps. I mean, replay this over and over just to remind yourself of the steps that you can take, or the tips that were talked about today. You can email me any questions. I'm at threadsrandom@gmail.com, and threads has a Z at the end. You can also follow me and message me on Instagram. It's random_threads_podcast. There again, all of the threads have a Z at the end of them. Also, you can listen to all of my podcasts wherever they're streaming. And I also have started a YouTube channel, and I've been putting a few of my podcasts on there, and you can find the YouTube channel under Random Threads. Anyway, thank you for pushing play today. Thank you for listening to me. And I hope that your heart and your brain were exploding with, oh yeah, moments the whole time. You guys have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you.